With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time. In their softness, can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're road tripping at homage.com.
Welcome into
There's a lot going on there. Edition of Road Tripping. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. Richard is back. As a lot of you know, he is doing some broadcasting work for the Cavs.
So fucking boring.
So therefore.
not the people I work with, not covering the games. It's just, you know, you miss the playoffs. You miss your guys.
Yeah, Richard's back.
Which is why Tristan is back.
Yeah, but we have no Channing and no Rafa.
Channing's banged up. I talked to him this morning, and I was like, yo, man, how you doing? Fuck, dude. I was like, what's up? He's like, I was like, Channing, do you remember FaceTiming me, Kevin, and Bron last night at Kev's house? And he was just no, I don't. Yes.
Because he actually got to be a normal human and celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, the guy has 9 kids. I mean, it's tough to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with that many loads.
Well, he's got four kids. Four I know. Kids. So Channing has this, like, I do 2 family trips. I do 2 trips with just my wife. And then I have, like, 2 guy trips. And it's just like, that's good, man. That's
organization.
That's very. And because he asked me to go to Cinco de Mayo. And I was like, I'm going to Cleveland. Yeah.
But in a way, I feel like he wishes he was here.
Oh, 100% he wishes 100%. He was here. He wishes 100%. He was here. But I'm going to be really honest. Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona. That's a hell of a consolation prize.
Yeah, dude, not bad at all. Especially right now.
It's so.
Have you ever been to Phoenix?
Of course.
Besides playing?
Oh, I was about to say.
No, just working out.
But
guess what? During the times we go down there, I'm enjoying myself. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm definitely enjoying myself.
The weather is really nice.
Yeah, I mean, we get extra days, right? So
yeah,
we always do find an extra day there. Mm-hmm. We had True Foods this year.
The Burger Spot, right by True Foods.
Yeah,
that Burger Spot was good.
Like it a Shake really Shack good. Or something.
No.
Nah, it was something. Called.
Are you guys still staying at the?
Campy?
Is that the one that's right next to 24th Street? Or right there next to the True Foods?
Yeah.
So, man, our team, the Nuggets, we stayed at the downtown one, the Palomino. It's just right across the street from the arena.
I feel like every time we talked, you were staying at some random hotel that the Cavs never have stayed at.
I think the one reason why maybe Denver stays by the arena is because when you guys go there, you're not staying extra days.
It's not a West.
It's just a regular trip to you, for you guys.
It's like a one day in and out or like a back to back. That's what I'm saying. So you get that. You get it. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Nothing much, man. You know, we're just here winning some games.
Winning some games. Mm-hmm. I knew the Cavs missed me, but a seven game series in the first round.
I know we weren't expecting that, right?
No. But that's the thing, you know, when you have a bunch of new guys. But you know, I was texting you, mm-hmm. and I was even saying it. You know, I was saying it in the media, and I was like, Don't be surprised if you see Tristan Thompson before the end of.
He did say that. He said a lot.
I said a lot. Actually, because
he did show me love on the Fox. What was it? You know, I don't want to give other people shout outs on this podcast.
No, you're fine. Undisputed.
Okay. Well, yeah,
Undisputed, or
right? Yeah.
Colin Coward? Yeah. My guys were telling me.
Yeah, I got. Salt and Pepper told me. Why I said I was like, man, like at the end of the day, like you know, we're brothers, right? Mm-hmm. We've been through a lot, good and bad, you know. So it's like. That's what they asked me. They were like, you know, Tristan has been playing. He's injured. He's trying to get back. He's not in the rotation. And I was like, look, you're going to see him before the end of the series.
Yeah.
Right? Just because it's like at the end of the day, you want to go with guys who you know can be there. Right? If I fail playing every one of my cards, but I don't want to fail or struggle with like a card in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Right? And what does my boy do? Goes out and double-doubles up.
Here's the thing, though. Let's actually talk about this because – We spent a little bit of time on it. Tristan played how many years without missing a game?
A lot
of years.
Like three straight seasons?
I wish I could get a couple of those days. This is
what I'm saying.
But think about it. When he was injured this year, he was out for a good chunk of time.
Yeah, like 6 weeks and then like 2 weeks after.
But that was the problem. And we kept yelling at his ass. Like, dude, your knee is hurt. You got the streak and we get it. But I'm like, duh. And I kept telling him.
But you don't.
RJ was one of the people like, you know, he's like, young fella. Either take a break or your body's taking a break
take for you. Yeah. That's it. That's the way it goes.
Wait, take a break or what?
Either take a break or your body will take a break for you, right? Like that's like a...
Who taught you that?
I stole it from somebody. I don't know,
he always
man.
Comes up with these witty phrases.
I have some really random thoughts that just flow through my head. And every once in a while, they connect in a good place. But no, but it's true because it's... Well, I think it was more from like the candle and burning the candle on both ends. They used to say that to guys that used to party too much. It's like, you better chill out or your body's going to chill
out
for you.
Wait, hold on. First and foremost, this is road tripping. There's no wine.
Yeah, actually.
We talked
what happened?
About it. Well, because it's
what
like.
What happened with that?
One, it's 2 o'clock. Which I'm
but it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's true. But the issue was is that we were like we didn't want to bring we're at the practice facility. So people that don't know location.
Yeah.
But I was like we didn't want to bring it to the practice facility. We didn't want to be seen contributing to the team's delinquency, right? Mm-hmm. If this was like on the road and we were just sitting in a hotel and we have a glass of wine before mm-hmm. Before you guys go to dinner or whatever, that's one thing.
But if you invited us over. Yeah. We would have brought the wine.
Yeah, thanks. No, we would have made him give us some wine. He's got some wine.
I got some good wine.
Got some wine.
Yeah. Double T Lounge.
Yeah, so there is no, unfortunately, yeah, there is no wine. We have no glass. I don't even have a drink. But after I'm done with this,
yeah
I'm going to go. I'm going to get to Town Hall.
Town Hall. Keto Bowl, it's healthy for you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, man.
Keep your body right.
The guacamole.
Yeah.
I was trying to go to Town Hall last night, but it just took too long to get out of there. They kept working me down to the bone.
Well, no, you have to remember that it's a national broadcast. It's in the playoffs. So you got podium that you're waiting on. And
man,
like,
they
that
have so much questions at podium. What
yeah,
because
there's
that?
So much more media. So there's like instead of 20 pieces of media, you got 40. And so like you just double the questions.
Yeah, but some of the questions are the same and like the answers are just so long sometimes.
You're the one giving them.
Nah, I'm not giving them, but I mean, I had one podium appearance, but you know.
There we go. You're on a podium, you're doing something right.
Yeah. I told Tristan in Toronto, I pulled him aside and I told him how proud I was of him.
Dude, it's hard, man. It's hard, like especially for you, because that was your first bout of not playing in your life, right? You play in college, stud, top pick, then, you know, team struggling, but you played all these games and then, you know, obviously, you know, the team, the championships teams gets put together, playing on nonstop, and then boom. Like, what was wrong with you? I don't even remember what was wrong with you.
You had a calf injury.
Like a toe or like some shit in my calf. And then,
did you feel a pop?
Yeah, I heard a pop.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I felt the pop, and then I was out for 6 weeks, and then came back, played probably a month or month and a half, and then sprained my ankle, stepping, playing against y'all.
Yeah.
Nuggets. Paul Millsap.
Yeah.
But I finished the game because I was like, you know what? I'm in a rhythm right now, so yeah. I'm going to finish the game off.
Yeah.
And then I was out for 2 weeks. So it was definitely tough. Just the first time in my career really missing games. And,
then,
you know, it kind of was a reality check for me where, like, I have to do things different in terms of taking care of my body, being more in the weight room, maybe changing my diet. And just you're not the same. You're not – the way your body reacts when you're 18, 19, 20 is totally different when you're 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I realized that just from being injured.
Yeah.
And I think it's helped me a lot. It sucks, yeah.
Getting old. Like, and it was crazy, though, T, is that – wait, how old are you?
27. Just turned 27.
I don't really give a shit about your birthday. I'm just saying. I'm saying it's more of like, isn't it crazy though? Like, we all say it, and you see the old guys like myself or Channing or Braun or Champ like bitching, like, no, dude, I can't eat that, or no, I can't drink that. You're like, what are you talking about? No, I'm going to be fine. It's like, so all of a sudden you get to that 26, 27, you're like, yeah, I can't eat that right
yeah,
now.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, the brownie sundae, back to back days.
I can't. I just, I feel it. You feel it. And I just want to let you know this, it only gets worse.
do you feel 40 coming on?
Me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I feel 40, but I definitely I would
coming on.
I don't feel 40 coming on, but I definitely feel 37. Right? Like, I feel my body feels good.
Hey, RJ, I have a question. Whatever happened to our team of the year ESPY trophy? Where is it?
In my basement.
Oh. talked about it the other day. We're like, where is that trophy?
Nah, it's literally so I have it, it's in my basement. But it's like, dude, I'm trying to add to more trophies. So, like, I don't know what trophies. Maybe I get into broadcasting. Maybe we start getting
started. I'm surprised Little Rich hasn't got a hold of that.
Oh, Little Rich had it. Little Rich had it.
like the toilet.
He was playing with it literally the night after. Mm-hmm. But I got that. No, I'm keeping it. Where are they supposed to go? Are they supposed to come to the team? Who are supposed to keep them?
No, I don't want them with the team. I'd rather, like, at least a player keep
them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm happy you have it, yeah.
And it was cool because it was, like, I think it was, like, best team or something like that. Yeah, best team, yeah. Like that one, I actually took a picture.
I mean, you were a big part of us being best team. I mean, creating the group chat.
We were just having a good time, man. We had a fun time. Part
of history.
Yeah, I just kept it because I don't get a championship trophy.
I mean, yeah, I mean, shit.
But one day I'll set it.
I just say you guys are making this video really hard because you're sitting so far apart and you're large humans.
Oh, you want us to sit closer? I'm sorry.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Appreciate it.
So
appreciate your time.
I was trying to see if I can get us some wine, but
no, don't get us any wine. We don't need any wine right
Why
now.
Why are you resisting wine?
I'm really looking right now. I have my boys really stop at this place to see if we can get some wine for us. There's no Silver Oak.
No, wait, but how far away are they?
They're downtown, but there's nothing.
No, this is gonna be a short podcast. Okay. This is not because I'm gonna get
Tristan wants more time.
Well, Tristan can have whatever he wants, but I just try and get my guy off his feet. You know what I'm saying?
He is off his feet.
Yeah, that's it, man. Relax. See what I got to work with over here?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like this when Rafa was around.
Oh, wow. Rafa.
That's my guy.
So what's going on, man? You got a new addition to the family?
New addition to the family, yep.
Congratulations.
Aw, how is she doing?
She's doing good.
Let's not forget about Prince.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Prince is getting big, jumping on a little trampoline, and Baby True is eating, sleeping, and shitting.
That's it. That's all they do. Yeah.
Can I really ask you this question? Do you talk baby talk to your children?
Like that?
Baby talk.
What, give us an example.
I don't have babies,
so I don't know.
I mean,
but you're around. You were telling us about your friend who had a baby on the crapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Is that not true?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, do you talk baby talk to your children?
I was told to not do that.
I was told not to do that either.
I was told not to do that.
I just say baby true.
Yeah.
Like,
How's your little baby?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I talk to her like an adult because the way I was told is that if they get used to that and in public, you have to do that. And I'm not talking baby talking.
Yeah. And I think developmentally, it puts you in a spot where it's like it helps them develop like language habits if you just talk to them in full sentences using
like an adult.
If you can't do
that's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't do that.
That's how I talk to Channing when he's drunk. Right?
That's how we come on,
Channing. It's okay, Channing. You can do it. Drink the water, Channing. I don't want no water. I don't want no water. I don't want no water. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I know True is very young, but do you notice the difference already between having a boy and a girl?
Yeah, I think with a girl, you're just so much more like emotionally like with the boys, it's like
you just want to punch him. You want to hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah, like, man, you'll be all right, man. Stop crying. Girl, like, it's like True's gonna be okay. Like, you know, we're right here. You know, daddy's here to feed you. It's me. Look,
That's
it's
awesome.
Like, yeah, it's way different, but it's fun though. It makes you
It changes you.
A girl
changes you. That's why.
How do you know? You don't have.
Well, because I haven't changed. I have two boys.
True.
So no, that's the thing. Like Lil Rich, like. Because it's
Rich is cool. Like,
Lil Rich is cool because, like, but also he has, you know, his brother who's now running around trying to play with him and he doesn't want to play. And I like smack Lil Rich in the back of the head just playing with him. And he's like, Daddy, we don't hit. And I'm just like, oh, you're so right. Yeah. But, like, you're not old enough to fully understand the concept because if I hit him, then he hits his brother. And it was like, well, Daddy hit me. And then I get in trouble and shit.
Tell us the snack story.
What's that? So. I went down to Palm Springs with like Luke Walton and his whole family, Jesse Mermis, you know, Jamal Moses, a bunch of Justin
Jamal
Wessel.
Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm saying. So, Bina and his wife. Mm-hmm. There was like six families that went down there. And so on the ride back, it was just me and him driving in my car, top down, you know, father-son moment. And so he's sleeping and he wakes up and I had stopped at a gas station. I got him some Cheez-Its, right? And so I was like, hey, buddy, you hungry? You want a snack? He's like, yes. So I give him the Cheez-Its. I feel like super dad. I did, you know, the bare minimum. And he opens it up and he's eating them. I was like, oh, buddy, give me some. And he gives me like one. And I was like, really? And so I was like, come on, give me a handful, buddy. And he just turned three. So he gives me a handful and I keep hearing. I was like, Dad, give me some. He's like, Daddy, stop asking. Stop asking for more. I was like, what? He's like, Daddy, I'm going to eat all of them. I'm going to eat all of them. And I was like,
that's definitely your son.
That's definitely
sure.
my son. But yeah, my thing is like, it's like, I still have to keep that kind of stopped because, not stopped. I'm saying I can't go full sarcastic on him because, and I can't just be like, listen, you little shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? These are mine. They're all mine.
Yeah. All this is mine.
Yeah. And you get some of this. Don't tell me I can't handle. But he doesn't understand sarcasm. So anything I say to him is literal.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and so I can't. I just really need him to get older so he can understand my sarcasm. That's just the most important thing to me.
I don't think anyone will ever understand your sarcasm.
I mean, no,
you
I don't.
I was telling Richard yesterday. It was the most random day. So obviously he does the Fox stuff, right?
Yeah.
But he chooses to come in like a red eye. And so he missed our conference call to start the day. Then he doesn't come to shoot around.
Of course.
So by the time like he gets to the arena, Brent tells me that he's basically my project. So we have to be in the first segment, the second segment, we tape with you. Mm-hmm. The third segment, he has off, but he can't go too far. And then the fourth segment, we have something else.
What's the third segment?
The third segment was coaching
LD,
corner.
Like halftime?
No, this is
no,
all
this
pregame.
No, this is the pregame.
This is all pregame.
Oh, yeah, it's a
yeah,
lot.
So
it's,
he's
yeah,
in
exactly.
Every
there's a lot
segment,
of shit. There's a lot of shit.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's like taking in Cleveland again and he knows everyone and it's the first time he's in like this new environment and then he has to like listen to people in his ear and he has to speak English and everything. So he was everywhere.
I was all over because it was
everywhere.
Like, so I've done TV a ton of times, but a lot of times it's like.
Did you go to Sportscast or you?
Yeah, 100%.
You did?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's during the playoffs, so.
Yeah, well, you can't do it now, but it's like if you ever get a chance to go, you should do all the. First of all, let me say this. The NBA has some really cool programs. They have Sportscast or you. They have like the GM program. They have a coaching program where they help guys to just learn how to do these things. So like when you retire, you're not trying to look for a job. Like you can kind of start in this. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really cool. I've done them all just because, you know, I got nothing else to do. And there was a couple of years where I think I was like a couple first round exit, and then like didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
so it was
Golden State and Utah.
Utah. So it was like, you know, even in Dallas that year we lost in the first round. So it was like I had time.
Yeah, time.
But the Sportscaster U is really, really good because what's the
Syracuse,
school?
Right?
Yeah, but the Syracuse school is like the Newhouse. I think it's Newhouse. I know the Syracuse people are going to be pissed off if I mess it up. But yeah, it's like the best broadcasting school like in the country. Mm-hmm. Like that's the one that you want to go to. But no, it's good. So if you get a chance to go to it, but yeah, I had no idea. I've done like in studio stuff. So I did ESPN, done like all the shows, and it's just different. And all of a sudden you go to an arena, mm-hmm. and now you're having to talk.
Not to mention you're in Cleveland.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just like you have all these people screaming, all these things going on, and you're having to like focus and give a thought and listen to someone in your ear.
So what were you doing besides talking to me? What'd you do after that?
So we did the pregame, which we talked about Bron.
Yeah.
We like broke down Bron's performance.
And yeah, somebody in your ear.
Someone's in your ear saying, so what happens is that there's in the studio and they're talking and then they'll say, hey, okay, now we're going to go to the arena with Richard and Allie.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you have to hear. And so a lot of times it's like they'll ask you a question. So Richard, what are your thoughts, coming in with then you're trying to process a thought with all this going around you, trying to hear, trying to talk, but you also have to talk in like a 30-second clip, mm-hmm. right? So you can't ramble.
Really
you can't.
Efficient.
You have to. It was a lot going on. So I was like,
you try to keep your personality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he is.
It's loud in the arena too.
Loud and especially it's so super loud. Yeah, but it's it's loud. Just in general, but when you're listening, trying to listen to something and then talk back, that's when it gets a little.
Not to mention, he was balancing his anxiety. So of you guys in your game. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't even watch half the game out on the floor. Yeah. He had to sit in the back with Gio.
Yeah. I was in the back drinking beers.
I mean, it's not bad.
And then he goes on TV.
CL Smooth. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was a beer. Like, if you like, come on, you're allowed to have a beer and drive.
Guys back in the 80s were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Time,
like,
so it was way worse.
You can have a beer and drive, right? Yeah. If I can drive, then I can do TV and talk basketball.
Yeah.
Well, if I can spell my name backwards, I can. I'm good enough.
I can't. I can't do that.
Can you spell your name backwards right now? I can't even do that.
Yeah.
N-A-T-S-I-R-T.
No, I don't. Can you spell your name backwards?
E-I-L-L-A. It's actually kind of cool.
There was a girl on like, she was on like Good Morning America or whatever, but she can like say any word backwards.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, like you can say apple and then she could do it backwards. She could do it. I swear to you, I saw it.
That's crazy.
This is not some bullshit. I have a lot
That's when you just take a video of saying apple and then press the filter backwards.
In the backwards.
She was literally crushing it. And I was, and they were like, how did you learn how to do this? She was like, well, when I started learning how to read, I would also like say the word backwards or read it backwards. So it just kind of became how I process things. Mm-hmm. No real use, but it's just pretty cool circus trick.
Yeah. Are you going to be in broadcasting?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that when I'm done playing. I like it. I enjoy it, especially being part of the, like, for Richard, I know, I mean, he's still obviously still playing, but when he's done playing and retires, as long as they keep calling him and bringing him checks, he's going to keep playing.
Yeah. Once, I ain't going nowhere.
Once they tell him, go up to broadcast, I think he's going to do just fine, and I want to do that too as a way to be part of the game. So.
Yeah, especially with your kiddos. Like,
yeah,
you know, once you're gone out of this league, the cycle never stops.
Yeah.
And it's not that people will completely forget you, because there'll always be people that were fans that understand. But if you don't stay like somewhat current or keep working, then the next person will get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the worst thing an NBA player could do when they retire is just go like cold turkey ghost. Because like once you go ghost, people just forget about you.
You can't
like,
get back.
It's a good way like for you to still stay relevant. Like you said, like, you know, you're not playing, now do broadcasting, like show your face. Like Rich has been doing NBA TV
and you have to do this stuff before you retire. If you just show up and like you're retired and you're like, all right guys, I'm here, they're gonna be like, okay.
So what if like a guy like Tim Duncan, he makes the playoffs every year and he retires?
Well, but
how is he going to go sports?
But Tim doesn't like people.
It's a little different.
I saw Tim doing maybe it was Real Sports or something where they were talking about he was doing things for the island because they're his island. They were hit so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And people, please, you know, don't forget, you know, just because, you know, those moments have gone and the storms are no longer here. There's a lot of places, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, that still need help. So, you know, if you, you know, are in a spot and you're feeling generous, you know, please look for those type of things because there's guys still working really hard there. But he's like, you know, they're like, so how do you do it? You kind of come out of your cave and you start talking to help. He's like, well, I felt like this was a good opportunity and I'm perfectly happy in my cave. You know, it's he's fine. He don't give a damn.
Give him a sports car, let him drive and shop.
Yo, he sent me, let me send you. So he was like trying to trade me because he wants my Bronco. And I was like, dude, I'm not giving you my Bronco. And he's like, dude, you might not remember, but the car from the movie Cobra, this old movie, look at this. He's like, I'll trade you that for your Bronco. And I was like, that thing is monstrous.
Yeah, monster.
No, I was like, a monster. But I was like,
he's got all kinds of cars.
No, he does. He's got a whole
batch.
That's his thing, dude. That's a bad boy too.
Yeah.
But let's talk basketball, man.
Let's talk basketball, yeah.
Actually, before we get into basketball.
Here we go, Allie.
I've been meaning to ask this. What's up? Do you still have the group chat?
Do we still have the group chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, the group chat pops up.
Hilarious.
You had a crazy one the other day. I was like, wow.
I texted these fools in, Channing, Ramos, Braun, Kevin, Swish. Yeah. And I was like, yo, it was right before game seven. Mm-hmm. And I was like, will y'all fuckers win, man? I'm supposed, because I was already planned to come out here for games three and four. Mm-hmm. And blah, 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 whatever. And so we were just on that thing, kind of cracking jokes. Bron was kind of quiet on the text chain.
Yeah, you know, he trusted.
He's locked in. He's trying to lock in.
Yeah, but he's reading
in.
It all. He's reading. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, he's reading it all. He's reading. And Kevin tried to do the same bullshit today, right? So I texted, knowing that Channing is gone. Yesterday, I texted Kevin. I was like, Channing, are you coming over to Kevin's house for dinner? Like, Kevin hasn't invited me. He hasn't anything, but I just know I'm going to end up there. So, I go into the locker room. I start messing with Bron. And then Kevin texts me because he hears me in the locker room.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit.
I haven't responded. I was like, motherfucker, I know you read it, right? Yeah. And it was like, I was just waiting for his response to like say something like, dude, I didn't invite you over to my house or some shit.
Is that how you're feeling?
What?
Did that hurt your feelings?
No.
No.
Because we talk about it and I make fun of him. And I ended up there.
Yeah,
like,
I mean. Yeah.
No, I ended up there like I planned.
Mm-hmm. It's not like Kev's not going to answer the door.
Yeah.
He has a lot of wine, too.
He has a lot of wine. And he always, like, he's one of those guys that, like.
How about Dante getting wine on his wall?
What happened?
Remember when Dante got wine on his wall?
Oh, yeah. Those were good,
that was a good
team
run.
Bonding experiences.
Yeah, that was a great run.
Question for you, actually. I was describing this to someone when they were talking about your suits, all the suits. Were the suits that you guys got this year equivalent to, what did you guys get? Didn't you get like some shield or something? Like some...
Oh, the shield.
I still got the shield.
I got
was
the shield too. It's in my office.
Before it started?
Yeah, that was before the playoffs. Yeah, like,
before
we all
the playoffs.
Went to
so
a
what was that?
Yeah.
No, he just got like it was.
Because people are like, it would make sense if you got it after you won.
No. So his favorite movie was like one of his favorite movies.
Right?
No, 300.
300.
300. And so like on the shield, it was just like something for the guy, and it had like, you know, it had like the Roman numeral 16. It was just a cool memento, like just like, hey, we're about to embark on this journey. Because in the movie 300, like 300 soldiers leave their village.
And they're not guaranteed to come back.
They're not guaranteed to come back, right?
Oh, I got you.
It's a good movie. You should watch it.
It's really, really good.
300? I don't watch movies.
I think the wife says like either, you know, come back with your shield or on it, right? And that's just like one of those things, just like leave it all out there, right? And so like that was kind of like the gesture of like, hey, we're all about to embark on this journey. It was like the dinner at his house before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so like that's where it was like kind of like you take this home and you look at it like, hey, we're on this journey to get something
so
done.
Because
this is what I need to know.
I think it's genius.
No, I'm okay with it, but I need to know the full fucking story on this thing. Because I do this thing, I go and do all these TV shows and people ask me these questions. Shump was like, yeah, I would never, look as he takes a sip. Tell me about the suits. Tell me the truth.
I mean, I think.
Whose idea was it?
It was originally D. Wade's idea.
Okay.
So it was D. Wade's stylist and him. D. Wade said, hey, guys, you know, Tom Brown wants to make you guys some suits to wear. I'm repeating exactly. Tom Brown wants to make some suits for you guys to wear.
Tom Brown makes nice suits.
They make nice suits. No. I've been wearing Tom Brown for a long time. So,
humble brag.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying? just leave it out there. but no. So, once D. Wade gets traded, I guess the stylist reaches out to Ramos and them and say, hey, they still want to do the suits for y'all. Of course, with the Cavaliers, right?
Yeah.
So.
Love it.
This is without wine.
So no, that's what I'm saying. This is without wine.
So, yeah, of course, so we do the fitting, and they're great. You know, they're great people. Everyone that's working for them and has come and helped us out, they've been great. So I think what it is a way where when we're on the road, you know, some guys like to wear sweatsuits, and I think everyone's fashion or dress taste is a little different.
Yeah.
So I think for a way to make, instead of like, you know, you have me, Swish, Bron, Jordan Clarkson, we wear, you know, we're wearing like, you know, the up-to-date, the hype-beat stuff. And then you have some guys that like to wear sweats.
Yeah.
So I think so no to one feels like they're being out showboating. Like,
yeah, it's everyone's
like,
together. It's,
yeah,
like, it's
together.
Like a uniform.
Yeah, I think it's like a uniform thing.
The cuts and people are like, oh, what looks like bronze is really tailored, but then so-and-so's. And I was like, well, dude, not everybody got the body type for a suit.
Yeah, everyone's got
like,
a different body.
Like,
you know, exactly.
Perk, I love Big Perk, but Perk.
Everyone's body's different.
Everybody's body different.
I love Perk.
I'm just saying, look, at the end of the day, it's like some people are built like a mannequin and some people are built
like
an hourglass.
Like
right?
Me, like I'm more legs than upper body, right? So yeah. My suit might look like a lot of legs and a small
coat. Yeah.
But you like know, me and Jeff is like that, but some guys are big upper body and smaller legs.
Torso man.
Suit fits him really well.
Oh.
And I loved his suit combination last night. Okoro.
White.
Yes.
Yeah. He's dressed, I mean, he's having fun.
Yeah,
for like
but,
suits like that, no, but, though, but, it fits his.
But, fits his, yeah, because he's like skinny.
Yeah, no, because he can go, so he can go super Euro.
Yeah,
so he can go like McGregor, like Conor McGregor always wears those crazy super tight suits, and it looks great on him. But like if somebody if Perk or Channing were to wear that same,
like
type of like.
I don't even know if I could picture Channing.
Exactly, because it wouldn't look right.
The button will pop.
Yeah, it wouldn't look right. But okay, this is my thing about the suits, right? I get that you guys went like fashion forward, right? Because there's a difference between fashion and style, right? Like fashion is what's current. You know, style is just like traditional, right? More of just like this will always be in style,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a good Ralph suit.
Yeah, a good Ralph suit will always be in style, right? You guys went with like the Capri.
Yeah, well, I think that's the Thom Browne as the company. I think that's their style. That's their style of their suits.
Yeah.
Because all their employees dress like that. And but, I think they've been doing it for a long time. So I think it's their way.
They
of
sent a
things.
Couple people, a female and a male, and the guy was wearing shorts.
Yeah, he's
the
wearing
same
short suits.
Short suits, yeah.
Short in the high.
Yeah,
I
think
it.
It's their style, though. I think it's their style.
No, look, it's cool.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so how long are you guys doing it for?
Well, they keep advancing.
I mean, we keep
and
advancing.
You're only wearing them on the road. But you
no,
have
you guys wore one
suits.
At home, didn't you? Didn't
no.
you guys wear it?
No.
Only on the road.
Home is where we get to do our own
thing. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just on the road.
Okay.
Just on the road.
See, so I was giving Braun a lot of fucking credit for being like, you know, and again, he is a camaraderie guy, but I was like, oh, you know, I assumed that it was like, you know, he was the one spearheading this.
Well, technically, well, I mean, D-Way started and then Braun took over, which is great. He could have said, you know,
screw that.
And but I think it's a great way of us being, you know, together and making guys feel comfortable because some guys just
I think it is really cool, especially because this team came together so late.
Yeah. I think it's a good
bonding. And that's the thing.
Tool.
People always want
to you have to get up 15 minutes earlier because I got to put a suit on now. I got to get up 15 minutes earlier for my nap.
People don't understand that. Our naps are important.
Yeah, and you're also playing at 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
She runs over at 11. You're back at 11.
No. If she runs over at 11, we're back by 12. We have to wait for the omelet station. Then we have 12 people getting omelets. So we're not really back in the room until about 1. Then we got to shower, use the bathroom, pack our bags. So that's like 2 o'clock. The first bus is leaving at 5:30.
I just want you to know something. Nobody that's listening cares.
No one cares.
The omelet station.
The omelet station.
And he's still, well, you're kind of in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
The omelet station is like the oldest guy and it goes to the youngest guy.
Yeah,
right?
So, like, I'm in the middle.
This was my favorite part, right? So I would get to the omelet station and Braun would be sitting right there. This is Braun, best player in the world, 4-time MVP, did this. And I'm like, come on, Braun, move, watch out, dog.
It's
the only time I get to Trump Braun. It's the only time I get to Braun. Come on, man. Come on, young fella. Come on, man. Scoot over, man.
Yeah,
I'm going to need, you know, 3 egg whites. And he just kind of looks and laughs. And it's just, because that's just it. That's what's fun, man. Like, even with rookies, like, rookies always get sensitive about it. But here you got, and this is why I have a lot of respect for him, because it's just like, I think I was the only guy that's older than him.
Yeah,
right,
because yeah.
Champ was, but Champ didn't really mess with the omelet station.
Champ do something else.
Champ was eating oatmeals with walnut.
Yeah, with
a measured amount of peanut butter.
That Champ still looks the same now. He might be skinnier.
He probably is skinnier.
It's probably crazy.
But Champ's just got that body tight. Like Champ could wear that suit that we were talking about. But
yeah,
it is fun to just
Air Force Ones.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
His size 19. It is fun.
Love you, Champ.
It was fun. That was like the funnest part for me at the omelet station.
The omelet station was the funnest part for you?
100%, because I get to see the 4-time MVP and like the best player on the planet. And I used to be like, yo, come on, man. Watch out. Like, ma'am, not his order. And he would just kind of laugh and just kind of joke.
Like, all right,
all right, cool. Go ahead, super vet. And it's just like, yeah, that's it. That's really all I have on him, really, to tell you the truth. That and we both won a bronze medal.
y'all did win a bronze medal. You shot the best from 3 going into that.
Yeah, it was a really, really tough.
You were the 3-point specialist.
That's
the
bad.
The guy that's in the Nike commercial dunking
the balls.
3-point specialist.
It wasn't the best put together team, but.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know what's so funny? We can talk about basketball. Is one of my memories of you two was when you were so annoyed with Richard one time during a game and you were like yelling at Richard.
What did really? I? What
you
did
like got into it with him last year.
Me?
Maybe. I was like, whoa, I've never seen Tristan get mad at someone, A, and B, Richard of all people.
No, because we
I think
are.
I think Richard was fucking with me or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was fucking
no,
with me.
No, sometimes what? Richard just talks a lot.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot.
And I mean, you know, Richard would be like, I know. Like,
I know.
Richard, you don't know. No, I know.
Well, and the good thing, the best thing about Channing coming around is that, like, before Channing got here, I talked the most. Then Channing got here, and it was like, Richard's not that bad because Channing doesn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So that's where it was, like, a good combo. Like, Channing helped, like, make me a little bit more on the normal side versus, like, the extreme side.
God, I miss y'all.
Yeah, okay. No, it was, man, it was fun. Yeah, it's a good time. But even
Richard
still.
Richard would always say, when we were doing, like, the podcast and stuff, he would always be like, we have to take advantage of all these opportunities and these stories or whatever because it's not going to last forever. And I'm like, yes, it will. It's going to last forever.
Yeah. No, it's the best. That's just basketball. And I can, mm-hmm. I only said that because I've been in the league so long and you see like great friendships and great bonds and great teams and great combos. They just all, everything goes away. Mm-hmm. And if you would have told us that a season and a half later, after we win a championship, that there would only that there'd be four guys still here. Five guys?
Wouldn't
four
believe
guys.
You.
Who is
you
it?
You think that's crazy?
It's only four.
Four.
There's
yeah,
only
think
four,
about
yeah.
it. After basically a season and a half or a full season?
No,
one half a full season. Season.
No, I mean, it was a full season because we played the next year. Most of us stayed together.
No, because
Channing
after the championship.
We won the championship, and the next year we lost in the finals. So, yeah, like, then, there was still.
But think about the team. It kind of is like this year. Think about the team and how it formed because Blatt was fired. Lou takes over. And then the trade happens. So then there's Channing comes into the mix. And then you guys win that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the full year.
4-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a year and a half. Yeah. If you say a year and a half, there's only four. A year and a half from when we lost the championship, there's only four guys left. I'd be, there's no way. I'm like, how?
A year and a half. That's a little left.
It's little left.
It's like, you know, him, Kevin, Braun, and Swish.
You thought there would be more to the team.
Well, it's just like because you have to understand that it's not, and this is what, you know, some organizations find out hard ways, is that it's not just the four stars or the two stars or the three stars that help win a championship. And this is not me. I'm just saying that there's chemistry components. There's, you know, guys like a Champ, like what he meant to the locker room, mm-hmm. right? For everyone. Now, you know, people would be, oh man, the Cavs miss you or, you know, the chemistry. And I was like, man, they're missing Champ a lot too. Because what mm-hmm. Champ would have done in these situations is he would have helped talk to all the guys and help them navigate when they showed up here, right? Because he did it for me,
yeah.
right? And it was one of those things like Devin Harris did it for me when I was in Dallas, when I showed up in Dallas, and he would be like, because we played together in Jersey, and he'd be like, okay, look, Rick is a really different guy, good coach, blah, 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 but he would help me navigate it. So when he showed up in Denver, I did the same thing for him. And I was like, look, we don't really practice. He was like, well, why don't we? I was like, that's not, just, look, I mentioned it. That's not what we do here. Or you could say, like, we practice hard on these type of days.
You practice a lot in Denver?
No, we did. We practiced very traditional. Right. It was not that. But I was more of like, I'm able to navigate him. Mm-hmm. So like it's a easier transition process for him mm-hmm. to get acclimated to the team and to get comfortable. And the sooner he's comfortable, the sooner he can play well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so exactly. Like that's what a guy like Champ could have done in these moments. And it's, We're just giving people examples of what other people bring to the table, not necessarily what the Cavs did wrong or what they should have done. It's just this is the value that a guy like that had in those moments, because he did it for me, he did it for Channing, help Kev, help everyone in the locker room, and that's why you know he's helping to change over you know what's going on in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. I know. I understand like what you're saying. It's different. It sucks, but the four of you that are left, I feel like when we watch you guys, this team play, you guys are just so strong. Mm-hmm. Together.
Yeah.
Like you can just tell.
Oh, yeah. Because they've been through something.
They've been there. They've, you know,
especially
in game seven.
Hell and back. Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. Right. I was so happy. Because it was like, you know, you being, you know, and all our whole group watching you go out there and ball in that game seven. And I was like, see, that's why you got to go with motherfuckers that know what they're doing. And that's not a knock on Larry. That's not a knock on George. It's not a knock on Rod. It's not a knock on the new guys. It's just.
Well, think about like what Philly's going through right now. Everyone's like, and they were great. They were the first team to go into the playoffs on a 16-game win streak ever.
That's cute.
Think about it, right?
That's cute.
They put together. I'm just saying, they put together. Shit towards the end of the regular season.
I mean, let's say Philly does go down, right? If they do, overall they've had a good season.
Great season.
Who knew?
Two years ago, they won 10 games.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, but that's because they were trying to win 10 games.
No. Richard, don't discredit those professional athletes.
I'm not,
10 games of 82?
I'm telling you, they signed no free agents. They never signed any free agents, ever signed free agents. All they did was sit people out. Like, you know, Simmons, think the guy is going to be a generational talent, but he broke his foot in the preseason and missed the entire year.
10 games.
That's what I'm saying.
Embiid comes back after 3 years. Like, there's no pressure for him to come back early.
Yeah, but I'm saying even the Simmons breaking of his foot, he could have come back like the first of the year, and they were just like, just do that. But if you're not actively signing free agents, if you're actively trying to tank, the NBA implemented new rules because of what teams like that were doing, right? So like,
yeah, didn't they just take JaVale McGee's contract one time just so they just to pay the guys bonuses?
My point here is. Yeah, I agree.
Is you see a lot of experience come playoff time being beneficial.
There's no price tag on experience.
Right. Well, and you look at that moment where it's like.
I mean, look at you. I mean, when Kev goes down to concussion, RJ comes in and literally changes the whole series against Golden State.
Well, it was only because, like, again, I had been
but
in
who
that spot.
Who ever thought that? Yeah. Like, no one's going to be like, oh,
me.
I mean. Not like that.
I'm like, man, what took y'all so long, man?
Tristan did not have a lot of faith in you.
No, I did have faith because, you know, when we were getting blown out by 20 both games, so game one and two, we're getting blown out by 20.
Yeah.
RJ's getting in with, like, just the, you know, like garbage time, whatever.
Yeah.
And RJ's going to work. He's dunking on guys.
He's going hard.
He's going hard. And he's making, like, he had like 12 points and 15. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy's ready to play.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to play him.
And those are, and what's crazy and people don't understand, it's like that was literally garbage time, right? Mm-hmm. And so because I was going so hard, because I was trying to, like, okay, look, if this is my 6-7 minutes, I'm not out here cruising.
Yeah.
I'm out here trying to go to work.
Exactly.
Because what it did is it gave me confidence for later in the series, mm-hmm. right? Later in, as the series progressed.
Yeah.
But way to be on top of your shit,
and
man.
And you know who did the same thing the year before was David Lee.
Yeah.
And they realized, so the year we lose 4-2, we have no Kyrie and no K-Love.
Yeah.
We're up by 15, 20, and we're in game three. We're up by so much, the game's over. Steve Kerr throws in David Lee. He throws him in at like garbage time, and David Lee is going at Champ. And, you know, it's Champ. Champ's, you know, 200
right.
soaking wet against David Lee, who's a former All-Star, and David Lee's out of rotation. He comes in, scores 10 points in the last 5 minutes. They look at film, they realize, okay, let's put David Lee in the second unit when Mozgov and Thompson get out, put him in, and that's a big X factor.
And
he comes in and he does
play
the
well. And that's how garbage time. And I try and tell the young guys that'll be frustrated that they're only playing 10 minutes, right? And I was like, listen, you can turn 10 minutes into 15.
Yeah.
15 can turn into 20. But also understand this, your 10 minutes can turn into 5 and into 0.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, I'm not saying be happy with the 10. But go do work.
Yeah.
You know?
Play your game.
Yeah. Play. Go do work when you get in there for that 10 10 can turn into 20. It might be because, and that's when you see like guys that might not be playing all of a sudden become a starter.
Yeah.
Right? Like if someone sprains an ankle for a day, and if you've been putting in work and garbage time and in practice and stuff, they might put you in a starting lineup so they can keep their 6th, 7th, 8th man in their roles.
Yeah.
Right.
We did this year with Jetty, I think.
Yeah.
I think we put Jetty in the starting lineup because we didn't want to mess
with the second unit.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
speaking of Jetty.
How's Jetty?
He's good.
He's funny, right?
Jetty's funny. Jetty's gonna go back to Turkey. And he's gonna be so Americanized. They're gonna be like, man, who is this kid? Like, he's so Americanized now.
Did you know 2 years ago he had a Head and Shoulders commercial?
He did, for real?
Yeah, he was a part of Head and Shoulders.
He had his hair. The hair was just glow.
Really? And so that was 2 years ago, and the contract
Head and Shoulders
was up.
Turkey.
The shampoo.
Yeah, I mean, the
but
Turkey.
Back, so, yeah.
Turkish.
Turkish.
And then we did Facebook Live the other day, and he talks about it again, and we were talking about the commercial, and they called him to do another.
You knew the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, really big good. Time.
But they cut his hair.
Well, oh, that's you sound so devastated.
I am devastated.
You got to cut it. You kept blowing like that.
Yeah.
You better cut that. Why? You better cut that.
Yeah.
You know how many people would love to have hair?
Oh, what do you mean? Not me.
Choose not to
I have
hair.
A beautiful bald head. That thing is just shining.
Who told you that?
Everyone. Everyone.
His wife loves
speaking of hair, have you taken Prince to go get a lineup?
No, we're just growing it out right now.
You're growing out. That's what I'm doing.
Like
Lil Rich and Fiends. But I'm gonna keep it long. But I gotta get him a lineup.
Yeah, keep the hair long.
No,
I always feel like when you cut a kid's hair early, the hairlines get jacked.
They
up.
look kind of like yours. Well, no.
Yeah. You have natural curly hair.
Yeah, ooh. Natural curly hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Really? She got a full head of hair.
Was she long?
Yeah, she has full hair. Yeah, she's 21 inches long.
Damn. Well, Chloe's tall, right?
How Chloe. Yeah, she's 5'10". And yeah. I'm.
How 6'6"? 6'6" tall. Yeah. You were about to say like 6'9".
Yeah, I was a big.
You
got to
get really tall.
Yeah.
Tristan's not 6'6".
No, I'm taller than that.
Though. How tall? I'm not talking about that little poofy, you know, Jeff Green hair you got.
Hey, it helps you.
How's that so sad? That's what they do.
Without the poof, I'm like 6'8".
That's what I'm saying. You're 6'8".
I put basketball shoes on, so I'm 6'9". No.
Okay.
Aren't you listed as like 6'11 or something?
No, 6'10". No.
6'10".
That's such bullshit. They're like, that was my favorite thing for like the NBA. Is like, I'm literally 6'6 and 3/4 with no shoes on, and I claim 6'7". But when I put all that stuff on, I'm closer to 6'8". Right, but these dudes like.
Wait, you're listed as what?
6'7". So, because I'm 6'6 and 3/4 barefoot, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm listed at 6'7". But when I put my two pairs of socks, shoes, orthotics, I'm 6'8". Yeah. You know, 6'8 and above.
Well, the way I do it is, I look at all the guys in the NBA that are 6'9". I'm taller than all those guys. All the guys that are on NBA roster listed 6'9", I'm taller than all of them. So I'm 6'10".
At the combine, barefoot, how tall are you?
It was 6'8 and a half. No, 6'8".
Does everyone, 6'8". This may sound like an ignorant question. No.
6'8".
I'm talking about the height.
Does everyone have to go to the combine?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to.
Now it's ridiculous. Like, guys are not even showing up anymore. Like, so.
It used to be just for measurements, too.
Yeah. Like, so my year, I sat out. A couple guys sat out, but we only did, like, the strength and then the height and weight. But now there's guys that are not even doing anything.
Oh yeah, they don't even show up.
They're not even doing anything.
I like, felt like
doing, they're not even doing like they might do interviews. That's it.
I felt like you were getting on your phone to show us a picture.
I was actually
I just did, like you don't have to send it to us. We're not going to like break the news. I just want to show it to you. I just want to see a picture of Drew.
Yeah, let me show you. She's in there. She's sleeping.
Oh, she got a smile. Look at that. Oh, and all the panda. Look at you. That's a good looking girl. Congratulations, man.
You're killing everyone.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you know, Bad Boys 2, Mike.
Yeah, Mac Lowry.
Like, who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Does she have a head full of hair?
Yeah, she has head full of hair. Yeah, she has all her hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. She's precious.
Yes. Good for you. I would have never thought. You know, given your looks, you would make a beautiful
thing.
She has green eyes.
Oh my God.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Green.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a beautiful head.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks, man.
It's going to be crazy. That
sucks.
First date, yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is your mom's first
granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first girl Thompson.
Oh.
Female Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
So it's huge.
Aww.
I was the last male Jefferson.
Really?
So, yeah, until the two boys were big. Yeah. They were big. But, you know, I only make boys. I know I'd say that often, but I'm quite proud of that. I saw Jeff Green yesterday.
Only makes girls.
So I see Jeff. I see his wife's pregnant. I was like, oh, you're pregnant. But he was like, she was pregnant when you were here. I was like, man, I was here 9 months ago. Right? Yeah. And so I was like, what are you having? He was like, oh, I'm having another girl. I'm like, man, I have two boys. And he just looks at me like, you dick.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, no, man. That's all. You done? You done with kids?
No, I'm gonna keep going. I got a couple more.
Yeah, okay.
I got a couple more.
You're so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not that young.
Not that. I mean, I am young.
27.
I don't want people telling me I'm old. I'm like, I'm not old. I'm like,
damn. What the? I'm standing right here. I can hear you.
I'm actually young. I actually looked up the other day. Out of all the guys in the NBA, I mean, this is just useless facts, but it makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm not that old. I'm just more experienced.
Yeah.
Out of all the guys that are 27, just turned 27 or currently 27, it's me, Corey, John Wall, and Derek Favors are the three youngest out of like 36 guys in the NBA.
Yeah, well, see, that's good. That's
we're the youngest, but we have the most experience in years.
Yeah.
John and Derek Favors are 1 year.
But you know that experience also means more wear and tear on the body.
So there's 36 older guys.
There's 36 guys that are that are 27 or turning 27 this year.
And they're the youngest.
We're the four youngest of that group. We're the four youngest, but we also have the most experience.
Though. Yeah, the most wear and tear on those bodies. Yeah, those playoff games.
Yeah.
We were talking about. A little bit earlier, not to change subjects, but I am. Allie was trying to figure out what a ham hock was with Charles Barkley.
Yeah, right? That was great. I was telling Allie, I was in Indiana. I was like, I'm listening to your podcast with Charles. Charles is great.
Charles is awesome. He's so funny.
He's funny.
Best part of Charles.
But he said, man, I was about to get drafted to Philadelphia. They only got 75,000. He said, man, hell no. I went in there fat as hell. Ate for two days straight.
Yeah.
And then he said, the owner said, God damn, Charles, you fat son of a bitch. Like, you fucking asshole. Da, 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 da. He's like, well, shit, I ain't going to get drafted anyways.
Right, yeah.
He's like, he says before the draft, when they trade the pick.
Yeah.
The pick in the draft.
Oh, it could have been Brad Daugherty.
He's like, hey, hey man, I'm drunk, man. Let me wake up to shower and stuff.
Let me call you back.
That was great.
How intelligent were his drinking tactics, though?
Oh.
You know, I actually started believing that. I was like, maybe this is true.
Maybe if I had to close my eyes, if I'm spinning, I'm not spinning. Okay, I can have another one.
Yeah.
But
I think it's more so the whole water eating and water.
But
the
you
water
said,
really doesn't work?
But you said
he
you're...
He says that if you drink, if you chug a lot of water, then you're just going to be a...
He's like, you're just a pissy drunk.
Yeah, yeah, you're just going to be...
You're just going
to
be...
Throwing it up.
More to throw up.
But I've had some nights where I've had, you know, some in college... Right? In college.
You were there for 1 year.
Yeah.
15
nights where you have a couple, you know, like Cinco de Mayo, you have a lot of drinks. I feel like if I do eat, if I've had a long night of like hanging out,
yeah.
I feel like if I eat, I'm not going to throw up.
Yeah.
I feel like
you're just
sleep better.
Soak it all up.
Yeah. I feel like it does. I wonder, but
what I've learned is that
different.
It's the dehydration.
Yeah.
So Pedialyte might be good for you before you go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh my God. They say Pedialyte before you drink.
Yeah, but that's look. I'm
going to be a pissy drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm here to drink. I'm not here to look at all the
Richard,
remedies.
Richard, you drink and then you vanish.
Yeah.
RJ vanishes.
Yeah,
oh.
The Irish exit.
Horrible.
The Irish exit.
It's
man.
So rude.
I'll be right back. And then we get the bill. Like RJ didn't even pay for his portion.
You do that.
Dine and dash.
You do that, Richard.
No. RJ does it to us so many times.
Down. I've done this. I've put money. So random
you
story.
You want to be this cool guy that
David
does
Allen
Irish
Greer.
Exit, but
David
you
Allen Greer. He did this right.
Isn't that a comedian?
Yeah. So he put $100 under his plate, right? And then he just dipped out, and we were all like, after like probably 20 minutes, it was towards the end. We were like, "Yo, did he just really leave us? That motherfucker just really left?" And we were kind of just laughing and joking. So then the waitresses come and they start clearing off the plates, and you lift up, and there was $100 bill under to cover his tab, to cover his drink.
But do you guys know that?
No, we didn't know it at the time, but
knew. So you already put in money for him?
But it does. At that point in time, we knew that what the gesture was, right? Mm-hmm. So the gesture was more like, I got to get out of here, but here, so I don't have to do all the goodbyes and all the stuff. Like here. So you lift up the plate and there's 100, then you're like, okay, that's a good move.
So why don't you do that?
I'm not saying I haven't done it before. Okay. I'm not saying I haven't done it before, but to make it seem that like I pull a Channing and just dip out without contributing.
Channing definitely does that. Channing definitely. I'm like, Channing, you want to go buy all this Pinot Noir?
Yeah.
I don't want to kick it on
FaceTime Channing right now.
No. Channing's struggling. Hold on. Let's see. He's not going to answer. I called him on my way here.
Yeah, he's probably so like.
Yeah.
This would be a great way to end the podcast because you did tell Tristan 20 to 30 minutes.
What are we at right now?
50.
50?
Oh, we got some good stuff.
No, this dude just talks too much.
Who?
Me?
Him.
How do I get off my chest?
True.
Always say, oh, there he is.
Channing! I'm on road tripping and you're not here.
We got to keep this thing. We got to keep it close. What's up, bud?
Dude, what's up, man?
How are you feeling?
Uh, does the body good, and I'm about to get an ID. So.
Channing, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Dude, Cinco de Mayo crushed me.
It crushed you? Oh, Sunday in Phoenix are a monster. I can't believe you're still laying in bed.
He's still in bed?
I'm laying in bed. I've only gotten up to take a piss.
You don't remember me, Ron, and Kevin FaceTiming you last night?
Hell no. Well, one of my boys reminded me we did it at dinner. But dude, yeah, I went to dinner, got crushed, and said that's it for me.
That's it. They said they were outside. You were at a restaurant. And they said they were trying to feed you like water outside. I was like trying to feed a 7-foot camel water.
Yeah. Where'd y'all go for dinner?
Yeah, no. Because Richard, you know how it is. Like when you hit that spot, you're just like fuck this, fuck life, get me to my room. I was like, get me to a safe place. It's getting dark in here. the shades are going down, and big fella. I'm too big for y'all to carry around.
Why does he sound so old?
Because his voice is all just crackly because he still ain't got out of bed. He's still asleep.
Drinking Pedialyte water. Got an IV coming. I'm going to go eat some chips and guacamole.
And then you're going to drink some more.
Oh, I'm about to have pitchers and margaritas.
You missed a good game last night, Doc.
Dude, I actually watched the game.
Do you remember it? Yeah, I saw your tweet.
Yeah, I seen your tweet. You said what? I mean, what the hell? Fuck! I mean, whatever you said.
What'd you say?
I said, "Who the fuck shoots that for game?"
Yeah,
but you just
not a realistic shot.
No, and what? And everybody was like, "Yeah, he practices that shot."
Not a fucking
bullshit.
That's like layup line shots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. I call bullshit, and people try to say like he practiced that, and I was just like,
no way. I'll tell you this right now, to poor Toronto, they try so hard. just everything they do, and then this dude just like slaps them on the side of the head, not even punch, just slaps them.
Yo, but the funny thing is, it'd be like you playing against Logan.
Oh, dude, yeah, and it's just like Logan's like, oh, I'm up. Game.
Game. Blouses. Yeah. Everything else good, man? You look like shit.
Yeah, look at you ain't brush your teeth.
You ain't brush your teeth. You ain't done nothing.
Wait, I did, but with no toothpaste.
Oh, what? Right? You don't have toothpaste? You nasty.
I brushed my teeth with no toothpaste. I ran out of toothpaste. I had to get more toothpaste. I'm going to take a shower before I eat. Right? Blah, blah, blah.
Don't try. You're trying to rationalize what's going on. I can see your eyes moving.
Channing, that's not a good angle.
No, that's not a good angle because we see a lot of your tooth.
Hey, man.
No, that's the worst angle. That's the worst angle.
Look.
What?
I have
jean
shorts on. I slept with
jean
shorts on.
Let me see.
This guy really slept with jean shorts on.
That's how you know. That's how you know you had a good night.
You had a great night.
Yeah. You can do all sorts of exercises in them.
Oh my goodness, these things are like freaking like another part of my skin.
All right, I gotta go. Fuck you, bye.
Okay, fuck you, bye.
Bye, whore.
Well,
no, people don't like. So that's how me and Channing typically end our conversations very abruptly. I was like, all right, I gotta go. Fuck you, bye, and just hang up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, it's not rude. It's funny.
What's up, Road Trippin' fans? Even though Richard and Channing are no longer with the Cavs, they'll always be looked at as either an old married couple or teammates for life. Uninterrupted and State Farm are getting together to bring you The Sixth Sense, where NBA teammates like Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner show how they get each other like no other, the way RJ and Channing do here on Road Trippin'. Check out the latest episode of The Sixth Sense on youtube.com/uninterrupted, and maybe you can get a teammate off the court that gets you too.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, another episode, man. I appreciate you.
No, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
yeah.
You coming on.
It's been forever.
Yeah. Telling us about.
Since Indy a year and a half ago. Oh,
yeah. Wow. You know, so.
Like the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Yeah. But Dope. Appreciate you having on another episode of Road Trip. We got Channing on here.
That's huge.
All right. Yeah. And in the infamous words of Channing, all right, guys, got to go. Fuck you. Bye.